Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, hey, listen, I have a quick ask for you, and that's this. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have an episode damn near every day of the week. And I would love a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. You know, I know that's not always easy, but you click a couple buttons, you go there and just type in a couple words of what this show has helped you with, the value that it's brought to you. Like Taylor here, Valleyscape Taylor shared, I recently listened to episode 474. That morning, I had to have a tough conversation with an employee I really liked and cared about. I listened to this episode on my way to the meeting by chance, and it really helped me to approach this situation differently than my instinct was to approach it. That episode was one of the best I've ever heard. The emotions involved and the experiences shared really helped me see things from someone else's point of view. So first, I want to say thank you to Valleyscape Taylor. Appreciate you leaving that review. It means a lot. And listen, if this show is helping you in any way, shape, or form, it's added value to you, help you see something different, make more money, whatever it might be, please give us a review and tell that story. Give us a shout out there, because the more contractors that get this show in their ears, the better the industry gets for everybody. So anyway, that's my ask. Appreciate you guys, and let's get rocking here. All right, it's another Monday. Time for Monday Mojo. But before we start, I want to give you guys a dad joke. I'm going to start the week with a dad joke. You can use this if you want. All right, here you go. Ready? Did you hear about the racing snail who got rid of his shell? Let me say it again. Did you hear about the racing snail who got rid of his shell? He thought it would make him faster, but it just made him sluggish. Okay, let's move on. All right, so it's Monday. Hopefully you've hit the ground running. You got some momentum going into this week. I want to give you something to think about here today. And that is simply, we talk about this from time to time here in the fight. It's simply the concept or the mindset of being the type of person who walks into the punch. Okay? Walks into the punch. You know that thing that you need to do that's stressing you out? You know that conversation that you need to have or the apology that you need to give? Or, you know, maybe you need to quit drinking. Maybe you need to get off your fat fucking ass and work out because, like, seriously, let's just be honest. You married your wife like 5 years ago and now there's two of you. All right. So whatever the thing is that you know you need to do, it could be job costing for all I care. It doesn't have to be some crazy health thing or whatever. Doesn't have to be a relationship. It could be something as tactical as job costing. All right. Whatever the thing you need to do that you've been putting off. All right. I encourage you to just do it now. Okay. Embrace discomfort. Walk into the punch. I want you to picture this. If I'm going to punch you in the face as hard as I can, do you want my punch getting full strength? No. So when you see that I'm about to punch you, move closer to me, run into the punch. Think about that. And my punch will only get like halfway there because you're closing the distance. So this is one of the strategies that I use all the time on the things that I don't want to do, I'm insecure to do, I'm terrified to do, or whatever it is I run into the punch, okay? Walk into the punch, run into the punch, whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Guys, when you make that a habit in your life, all those big scary things don't become bigger, scarier things. And oftentimes when you run into the punch and you just deal with the shit head on, they never become more than a little anthill, little tiny thing that has no power over you in your life. So this week, right now, today, Monday, as you're hitting this week, I want you to think just one thing, just one thing today. You know what it is. One thing that you've been putting off, that you're afraid to do, that you're insecure to do, that you're not sure how it's going to play out, or, oh my God, it's going to be uncomfortable, whatever it is. I just want you to take one step and run into the punch, walk into that punch, close that distance, make some progress on it today. And then guess what? Wake your ass up and do it again tomorrow. You guys rock. I got to roll. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.